The federal government has scrambled to appoint former Goldman Sachs banker James Shipton to replace Greg Medcraft as chairman of the corporate watchdog ASIC. Mr. Shipton is currently an academic in the United States, and his appointment comes days after the leading candidate, Credit Suisse Australia chairman John O'Sullivan, pulled out of contention after a long-running campaign by the shadow treasurer Chris Bowen. Well, the ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan has been speaking with Mr. Shipton. Peter, just how quickly did the federal government need to move with James Shipton's appointment?
Tom, it's still unclear just when Mr. Shipton got the call, but he was a successful candidate. But the pressure was on to get a new ASIC chairman in place ASAP, well before Greg Medcraft retires on the 12th of November. Now, late last Thursday, Credit Suisse Australia chairman John O'Sullivan very publicly pulled out of the ASIC race, citing a campaign by Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen that called out his close relationship with the Prime Minister, that Mr. O'Sullivan was a fundraiser for Mr. Turnbull, issues that, according to Chris Bowen, made him an inappropriate appointment. Now, James Shipton is being pretty careful about the exact timing of his fast-tracked appointment, and he was steering clear of the John O'Sullivan controversy. But in his first major interview as ASIC chairman-designate, James Shipton signalled he'd be maintaining the heat on scandal-plagued banks and financial services.
It's a tremendous honour to be able to serve with ASIC and the great men and women there. The financial system in Australia and indeed globally faces ongoing challenges after the financial crisis and also through change and evolution. I believe the challenge for ASIC and my role there will be to ensure that ASIC remains nimble, strategic, responsive and ready to take on the new challenges.
This is an at times a controversial role, and the government has conducted a worldwide search to replace Greg Medcraft. Did you apply or did they come to you?
I was approached and I was very honoured to be approached and very pleased that at the end of the very exhaustive process that I was asked to serve the community and asked to serve in this important role.
And how long did the selection process go for?
I can only speak about my own experience, which is a significant number of months.
A leading contender was Credit Suisse Australia Chairman John O'Sullivan. Like you, he's from a banking background, but have you spoken with anyone from Labor given their campaign against Mr. O'Sullivan?
I'm not going to comment on Mr. O'Sullivan, and my communications have been with the people involved in the process, and I believe that's the proper conduct for these types of searches. And I look forward to discussions with everybody on all sides of politics and all aspects and all members of the community.
You're based at Harvard in the United States. How quickly did you have to move to get over here for this announcement?
I moved relatively quickly, but I'm often travelling because of the nature of my role at the Program on International Financial Systems. And as a happy coincidence, I'm on my way to Tokyo, where Harvard Law School is conducting a seminar on financial systems. And so able to move and have always moved relatively quickly when the needs arise.
When did you get the call?
I've had the call a couple of weeks ago, but again, I've been a part of the process now, which I, again, observe has been a very rigorous one for a good number of months.
You're widely experienced in your role, given your banking background, but have you dealt with the Prime Minister, Mr. Turnbull, back in the days when he was doing deals?
No, I don't believe we overlapped when we're in banking. So, no, I haven't had any professional interaction with the Prime Minister.
So, unlike Mr. O'Sullivan, you're not coming in with any perceived conflicts, no issues for Labor. You see yourself as an honest broker and a very independent regulator.
Well, again, I'm not going to comment on other potential candidates, but yes, most certainly, I believe that I am very well placed with my experience, not just in banking, but also in law and academia, and of course, very importantly, being a former regulator myself.
Perhaps the biggest issue for regulators like ASIC is the behaviour of banks and insurance companies. Is that scrutiny going to get tougher with you in the top job?
I would just make the observation that the financial sector globally needs to continue to work very hard at improving its culture and its conduct. It is ongoing. It is everlasting. And I see the role of ASIC to be a guardian to ensure that the trust that is required in financial markets is promoted and advocated. And this challenge of the conduct and culture of all financial institutions is something that I'll certainly be focusing in on and is something that will just not go away.
Have you been keeping an eye on the culture of Australia's big four banks, viewing from the United States?
It's a very important topic for the big four Australian banks, but equally it's an important topic for smaller financial institutions and for each and every financial participant to ensure that the best conduct and the best culture is being undertaken, again, to ensure that the financial markets as a whole deserve the trust that is placed in them by the community and all of those people who are investing significant parts of their life savings in the financial markets.
But given the scandals at Australia's banks, in particular the Commonwealth Bank, which is defending itself against almost 54,000 alleged breaches of money laundering, are banks living the culture, or is it just a policy that they like to roll out?
This is something that I'm going to find out more when I take up the position. I don't think that it now is the right time for me to comment on any particular organisation, any particular investigation, any particular matter at hand, except to say that it is an important topic to me.
ASIC received more money under Greg Medcraft to tighten surveillance, but what do you think about a Royal Commission, which the government has been resisting and funding ASIC as a result to turn the heat up on banks and insurance companies?
I'm not going to comment on the Royal Commission proposal. I'm just going to be focusing on the really important role and undertaking that ASIC has, because that's my responsibility.
But in your briefings about the role you'll be taking on in February, did the issue of a Royal Commission come up at all?
Again, I'm not going to comment on a Royal Commission, and I'm actually looking forward to getting briefed on many of the important issues that are confronting financial markets.
James Shipton, the newly appointed chairman of ASIC, and the ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is with me in the studio. Peter, given the campaign against John O'Sullivan, has there been any comment from the opposition?
Well, Tom, Chris Bowen has welcomed the appointment as appropriate and has pledged bipartisan support from Labor, but Mr. Bowen is still claiming credit for John O'Sullivan's sudden withdrawal last week, saying that would have been inappropriate and unsustainable.
The ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.